Sports Inquirer here with freshman defensive back from Kennesaw State football, Taylor Henkel. How has the offseason been going overall for the Owls, really starting with spring practice up until now?
Yeah, we came into spring and we were excited for spring ever, and we hit the ground running. We had some ups and downs in spring, but towards the end we pushed, and I feel like when spring ended in the spring game, we were clicking on some cylinders that were some positive things, and it was an exciting time. And then we came into summer, and I noticed the change in this team's demeanor and mindset when we got into these workouts, knowing that this is for real now. I mean, we're a few months away, a few days from putting on the pads and competing in a great conference, and we put in a lot of work on the field and in the weight room, and I think that a lot of people are going to see that turnover onto the field.
You're from Cobb County, where Kennesaw State is obviously going to Cal. Discuss having a college football team in Cobb County. Obviously, Atlanta has Georgia Tech and Georgia State. You go towards Athens and that county, they have UGA. But to have a college football team representing the county like this, discuss the excitement just from the county level and with your Kell alumni and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't pick a better county for Kennesaw State to be in. Cobb County is great. Playing high school football here, the fans in the community take football very seriously. And I'm honored and excited to continue to play college football in Cobb County. And this county has accepted Kennesaw as their own. And we can tell by when we came out to the spring game, and we had a pretty full house to play in front of just against each other. So I'm sure they're excited and ready to go for September 12th for our first home game, and as well as we are. So Cobb County is the perfect area for Kennesaw State to thrive in.
Yeah, how's the defense looking overall? Obviously, the offense, we kind of know what the setup is with the a running attack, whatever term you want to give it, an option type offense. Defensively, I guess it's a little bit more mystery kind of what it's going to be. You don't have to give me like your game plan and everything like that, but how's the defense looking overall just that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking great. We got some great linemen up front that are going to anchor down the defensive line, and that's going to help us a lot. Competing at this level, you got to need some big guys up front to slow down the run and get pressure on the quarterback. And then linebacker and defensive back wise, we got some great players. We got some transfers that came in that are going to help us out. And our defense is going to turn some heads this year. We're gonna play fast. We're gonna play physical, and we're gonna have fun. You're gonna see a defense that flies around. We run a 4-2-5 defense, so we got some athletic positions out on the field. So we're excited and we're ready to play.
If it's a 4-2-5, that means are you gonna play a little bit more closer to the box, or are you gonna be kind of stuck on an island, maybe just press coverage? Have you got any specifics with that, or you just to wait till the game start playing to know that type of stuff?
Yeah, Coach Newberry told us as a defensive backfield that we need to be able to play all the positions. If that's the nickel down in the box or if that's the two high safeties, you need to be ready and be able to play all positions. So if it's a matchup 1 week that I'm in the box, then I'll play in the box. If they need me in the back, then I'll play in the back. But with that, it gives more opportunities for people to play different positions and get on the field. So we're excited to play in this defense. I like playing in this defense, and Coach Newberry's done a great job preparing us.